AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It doesn't mean college athletes are going to get paid, but the Supreme Court ruled the NCAA can't enforce rules that limit education-related benefits for college athletes. The AP's Mark Sherman reports Justice Brett Kavanaugh is on the side of players.
He said that the bottom line is that the NCAA and the colleges that are part of the NCAA suppress pay for student athletes who are responsible for generating billions of dollars in revenues for those colleges every year. And in Kavanaugh's view, those enormous sums of money flow to seemingly everyone except the student athletes.
The NCAA argued a ruling for the athletes would lead to a blurring of the line between college and professional sports. President Biden is expected to fall short of his commitment to shipping 80 million coronavirus vaccine doses abroad by the end of the month. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says there are hurdles to clear.
What we found to be the biggest challenge is not actually the supply. We have plenty of doses to share with the world, but this is a Herculean logistical challenge, and we've seen that as we've begun to implement.
Also, the CDC says 150 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Iran's president-elect is staking out a hardline position, rejecting the possibility of a meeting with President Biden or negotiating Tehran's ballistic missile program and support of regional militias. Only injuries to report and lots of damage from a tornado near Chicago. It kept Woodridge, Illinois police and Chief Brian Cunningham busy.
People couldn't get out of their garages. There was damage to the doors. There was debris in the way. Some people were elderly.
Claudette is back to tropical storm status and is headed out to sea along the Carolina coast less than 2 days after the system killed 14 people in Alabama, including 9 children who died in a highway crash. There are reports that search dogs located the body of a man believed to have fallen into the water during flash flooding in Birmingham. This is AP News. The Tokyo Olympics will allow local fans, but with strict limits.
The move goes against the country's top medical advisor, who has recommended the safest process during the COVID-19 pandemic is to go without any fans. Fans from abroad were banned several months ago. Now Japanese organizers have set a limit of 50% of capacity, up to a maximum of 10,000 fans for all Olympic venues. Officials say fans will be under strict rules. They'll not be allowed to cheer, must wear masks, and are being told to go straight home after events. Tokyo and other areas are under quasi-emergency status until July 11. The Olympics are set to open July 23. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A San Diego area school district apologized after tortillas were thrown at a basketball team from a mostly Latino high school after a championship game. According to video, at least 2 Coronado High School players threw tortillas. Ed Donahue, AP News.